beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I want to give this story some coverage. It's not getting near enough. And that's what this group of moms and health enthusiasts like Vani Hari, Del Bigtree, and then hundreds of thousands of Americans signing the petition, and then hundreds of moms that are out there as well at this Kellogg's headquarters. And it's just a situation where you're a mom, you'd like to be able to go shopping at the grocery store for your kiddos and buy the food on the shelves without having poison in it. It's that simple. And it doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to have our major food brands putting poisonous ingredients detrimental to our health in food, snacks, drinks, what have you. Other countries don't do this. The same companies don't do it in other countries. So, yeah, you can say, well, just boycott these companies and that's good. I don't shop with these companies anyway. I mean, I pretty much don't buy any food that's not fresh. So there's pretty much rarely ever any frozen food or boxed food or anything like that that I eat. But hey, that's fine. That's my decision. You know, maybe a mom, it'd be easier for her to just be able to buy some food for snacks for kids, and that's what they're looking for. And they're just basically being turned away here by Kellogg's, and really they're being insulted and scoffed and laughed at. Here's Vani Hari reporting from the scene of this protest in clip 21.
We're here at Kellogg's headquarters. We were met by security to handle the petitions. But no one actually working for Kellogg's has come to sit down with us or meet with us today. And instead, they told us they would take the petitions, and that was it. And then I look up, and I see employees looking out the window, staring at us from the building. And then I see a sign that an employee had written on their whiteboard, "Get off our lawn." And at that moment, I kind of lost it. I got pretty mad. And I've realized that Kellogg's action here today is turning their backs on American citizens everywhere. And from this point forward, no American should buy Kellogg's products.
Let's go.
That's right. Woo!
They could have been the hero today. They could have done what they're already doing in virtually every other country. But instead, they want to continue serving American children artificial dyes and BHT linked to a myriad of health issues. I hope these petitions continue to grow. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep demanding change. Woo! And we're going to lead the boycott on Kellogg's. Woo!
You love to see it. And, you know, Kellogg's is where they're at, where they're going for right now. But, you know, you need to read the ingredients on all of this stuff. And again, it's like, once you do, you can never go back. It's funny, I shot a little video. I haven't posted it yet. Maybe I'll post it tonight. And I was telling Rob, who was with me on the road, since I haven't traveled lately, when you're traveling, it's harder to eat healthy. And we were both having kind of the same thing where, you know, you're at the airport, you're on small margins of time, and sometimes you just got to grab a snack. I was drinking this juice filled with high fructose corn syrup. I took two sips. I couldn't even drink it. I bought this little snack of like trail mix, just filled with all kinds of crap. Couldn't even eat it. And what's sad is these are just moms that just want the best for their kids. They want the best for their country. And then these executives and the people that work there just basically give them the middle finger. It's like they know they're doing a good thing. They're doing a moral thing. They're doing a health thing for everybody. And they just give them the middle finger. It's ridiculous. Robert F. Kennedy is getting involved in this as well. Good for him. Make America healthy again. We're going to get Diane Kaiser's take on this on the other side and some other news that's breaking.
Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it,
It took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, over 40% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle, and it's in stock right now, Ultimate Sea Moss, at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the Ultimate Sea Moss gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support.
Antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Making new possibilities a reality, predicting the future of things we all know. Fighting off the disease, programming of centuries, 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 centuries. Science has to recognize the single most potent element of human existence, letting the rains go to the unfolding is faith, 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 faith.
All right, Dr. Diane Kayser is joining me for the remainder of the hour. We'll take some phone calls for you as well coming up. DianeKayser.com/thrive. I want to get her take on this Kellogg story. I'm sure she's aware of it. And, you know, Diane, I think there's two aspects of this that really tell the story. One, and it's not just Kellogg's, but a lot of these companies and countries as well, the companies, you know, it's not even a choice for a lot of them. A lot of these other countries, it's illegal to put these ingredients in the foods. A lot of countries in Europe have banned a lot of these chemicals in the foods, and so they only do it here. So sometimes it's not even by choice. But then you wonder why they do put these chemicals and ingredients in the foods here. So there's that aspect of the story. Then there's the aspect of this group of mothers and just people that are health conscious saying, hey, you know, look at how Americans and America's health has declined. This is part of the reason. Let's come together to do something about this. And they just get a middle finger from the corporate representatives. Those are the two, I think, standout parts of this story to me. But let's start with the first one here. How do we even rationalize this? Why do foreign countries ban these ingredients, but they're in all the foods here? Why won't the companies that don't put these ingredients in the food in foreign countries put them in the food in America?
It's a great question, and I hate to speak so much truth, but this is all part of the extermination plan and the eugenics agenda. So if they can focus on getting us sick, turbo cancers, organ system toxicity, endocrine disruption, infertility, lots of skin irritation. I mean, the ingredients that Hari, she's an amazing woman. I've known her for 10 plus years now, and she's been an activist for a long time. In fact, she started trying to get these ingredients out of Kellogg's like 10 years ago. We have made no progress. And this just goes to show how much these psychopathic companies don't care about the people. They care about the profits. And not only that, it's not only the profits to protect their what they're doing inside of controlling our cravings for food, but also to create, because they're owned by the same company. I mean, they're owned by the same hierarchy. The same people who are poisoning us are the same people that have the solution that they'll sell you in the form of, oh, sorry to hear you've got cancer. Let's race for the cure and walk for the solution. But the actual cure is in the cause. And you'll see a whole bunch of GMO companies. You'll see Kellogg's. You'll see a lot of these big, huge, there's like seven of them left, Kraft, et cetera. A lot of the companies that sell seed oil, they will actually be sponsoring the events for Race for the Cure in October. And here we are with all the pink ribbons. They're trying to destroy a nation from within. And it's been that way since World War II and even before.
You know what's so crazy about that, too, and this is part of the, if you want to go with the, let's say, the analogy from They Live, where you put on the glasses, right, and then you see the world for what it is, or maybe it's the red pill in the Matrix, and it's like you can never turn that off, right? And, you know, I'm so, you know, you speak so complimentary of Vani Hari. I completely agree. It was, it's funny because, you know, she was kind of the first person that, and I was always a health conscious person. My family's always been, you know, a health conscious family, but you don't, until you really see what's really going on and how dangerous most of these foods are, you just don't think about it. I didn't really think about it. You know, as long as I exercise and, you know, generally speaking, you know, what's healthy, you know, what's not. But, you know, again, I figure, oh, I'll go eat a bag of trail mix, no big deal. I'll go drink a Minute Maid juice, no big deal. And then you look at the ingredients and it's like, well, wait a second. I don't want to drink this. It's got toxic things in here. It's got things that are harmful to my health. So you don't even want to eat it. You don't even want to drink it. So it's like until you have that recognition, you just assume, oh, this is fine. You know, it wouldn't be on the shelf if it was doing all of these bad things to me. But then it's everywhere. And so it was kind of Vani Hari that made me really think about that, look at ingredients. And I think she's done that for a lot of Americans. But it's like, again, once you see it, you can't get away from it. You see all these things. You know, October is Cancer Awareness Month now. I guess it's breast cancer, but it's everything. The NFL runs their cancer. I mean, it's propaganda. It is what it is. It might be, totally. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. But my problem is, yeah, we have this crucial catch campaign. Go get tested for cancer. Of course, the medical industry makes all this money. Everybody's going, you know, all this stuff. And we never address the root cause. Why are cancer rates up? Why is obesity up? Diabetes, all these things. We never address the root cause. We just say, hey, go back to the medical establishment. Go back to the medical institutions. We don't address the actual root causes.
You know, I will tell you right now, you and I have talked about this, is white coat syndrome. It's a diagnosis that I've coined myself. White coat syndrome is when you go to your doctor, just like you said, Owen, and say, what's wrong with me? I've got these lumps. And you trust them to do the work that you should be doing on yourself. I mean, you should be palpating your breasts if you're a woman or even a man at this point. Even men get man boobs and then they also get cancer. This is all xenoestrogenic stuff that is in our food that we're consuming. Like, we have to realize that we can't trust these companies anymore. We've got to do it ourselves. And it is not an overnight thing. But one of the things that my producer and I were talking about before is that I was laughing so hard thinking about this. Like, are you afraid of the sun? Are you slathering yourself with seed oils and SPF 100,000? These are symptoms of white coat syndrome, and you might need our help ASAP to wake up and to start taking accountability to make your own food, or to know, like you just said, Owen, single ingredient foods. So this is something I still see, and it still rubs me the wrong way. What actually prevents cancer? The sun. But yet they tell us to avoid the sun. Where do we get charged? How does the solar generator get charged? The sun. How do our cells get charged? The sun. So the problem, like you and I have talked about before, is it's crap food. Seed oils literally turn into plastic inside of your body and create cancer and create artificial humans out of all of this. And then we go into the sun and then it activates the toxins. So technically, they will actually say the sun causes cancer, but it's actually their food that we're consuming, because they're teaching us to crave it, that causes cancer. So it's this whole big matrix thing that we've got to get away from. And I've got some sovereignty steps for everybody today, because I'm sick of it.
Well, and you always kind of have to be your own test case. You always have to kind of be your own experiment in a way. And mine, you know, you bring up the sunscreen thing. Mine is just an example. I'm sure others have done this too. And I think seed oils comes into it too. I think the future is definitely seed oil free. I think the awareness is coming up there. And I'm not perfect. You know, I still will consume seed oils. You go out to dinner, it's almost impossible to avoid them. Right. But you try to minimize it as much as possible. Who knows? Maybe eventually we'll get them out of everything. It's just not quite there yet. I don't want to go out not be able to enjoy, you know, whatever salad they have or whatever I like at the restaurant because they're seed oils. I'd like to avoid it, but, you know, it's just impossible. So, but when you talk about sunscreen, and we have to be careful because the enemies of truth will always try to spin things and strawman things. I'm not telling you on the first day of summer to go to the beach for 8 straight hours in the sun and you're not going to get a sunburn if you don't put sunscreen on. That's not what we're saying here. However, since I quit wearing sunscreen probably, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago now. I don't know when it was. I don't get sunburned anymore. Again, I won't go out in the sun for 8 straight hours. Obviously, I would get a sunburn. Every summer, I would at least get a really bad burn. This is when I was wearing sunscreen. Every summer, I would get at least one or two really bad burns. You know, the painful ones. You can't sleep. I would peel like a lizard. I mean, really bad stuff. And that was when I was wearing sunscreen. Ever since I quit wearing sunscreen, I have never gotten a burn. I have never peeled. I have never not been able to sleep or shower because it's so painful. Never happened once. And it sounds like an anomaly. It sounds like a paradox. That's just the truth. And so, you know, people have to make their own decisions. I would say just be your own test case. Don't do anything stupid. But it's just frustrating when people laugh at you and they scoff at you for saying stuff like this. And it's like, I've done it. I'm the living proof. What do you mean? The science. I am the science.
Yes. Yes. Well, you did it. And we'll be sharing that soon. I mean, next week on your show and then soon in InfoWars, we're going to actually share some of the results we found on your test. And this is why it's really, I think it should be the very first thing that everybody should do to open up your eyes to really look at underneath the hood, the proverbial hood of what kind of toxins live inside of me. And then the question is, where are they coming from? Right now, I think the biggest wake-up call is because we're all so over-blood tested. Everybody's getting sick of it, going to their doctor. I mean, even one of your listeners who came to me probably 3 months ago and said, I've been struggling with all these issues. My dentist, my primary care physician, and I can't remember which other doctor that he was working with, but every single one of them was scratching their heads as to why he was scratching his legs. And he had all kinds of issues going on with his skin and his bowels and his depression. He was on blood pressure medication. And he's 3 months into working with us. And after seeing the toxins in his body and clearing them out, he's like, I can't believe how easy this was to feel this good. And it shouldn't be that hard. And that's the thing, is rather than using all of the energy that we don't have much left of anyway, because we've been poisoned with food and water and our air for so long, rather than fighting with these psychopaths who tell us to get off their lawn, they're telling you they don't care. They care only about, those people care about their job, which is their profits and their identity. They don't want to change. So why do we keep wasting our energy arguing with people who don't want to change? Why not look over here? I mean, look behind me right there. That light right behind me is my little seedlings. I grow food all the time, and I'm constantly providing salads for our family because we're growing food indoors. We could take all of this back. We could eat single nutrient things. And I know that many of you are out there probably going, oh yeah, but all these other things taste good. And I'm with you, Owen. I go out to eat too. But the first thing I ask them is, what kind of oils are you using to cook that meat or that fish or whatever? And if they do say canola or vegetable oil, I'll say, hey, could you use some coconut oil instead or even olive oil? But oftentimes they're willing to do it unless it's a really cheap place. So
well,
you guys,
and those are the two worst, by the way. Like if you're going to be a purist, right, canola oil and vegetable oil, it's like avoid all the time if you can. I mean, that's like 100% I would just avoid. I mean, canola oil is just toxic waste.
Yep. And you know what? I'll tell you something else. Last night, I very rarely ever have gluten. Grains are absolutely loaded with mold. Every single one of my patients at this point has mold in them. And this is why people are getting so sick and their immune system is dropping. Hey, it's flu shot season. For anybody who's really interested and curious, people are going to start getting really sick because they got the flu shot because they think they need it for immunity. But really, we need to stop eating these grains that are loaded with mold. I ate just a little bit of gluten last night and I had a little cold sore on my tongue. Those things hurt. And people are like, well, now I'm better ticks than acyclovir because I got herpes. No, this is our body being literally poisoned and it's trying to respond to get these things out. So you don't have a genetic issue. You're not just aging. You are eating poison. And I want to say something else because it is October and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This picture right here behind me is a book that I wrote called Killer Breasts. The majority of women who go through mastectomy, first of all, they're taught to go get a mammogram. Mammograms are extremely toxic. I could talk about that another day. But they go through that whole process of radiation. Then they're told they have cancer. Then they're told to get a mastectomy. And then they're advised to get breast implants. Then they get insult to injury because most women end up coming to me after getting breast implants. Then they have colon cancer, or they have other skin issues, or they're completely congested or suicidal. Their hair's falling out. They can't lose weight. This is not the case for every single woman. It is that extreme. But to some degree, they're going to be impacted from breast implant illness. So I want to sound the alarm on that, because most women are never taught this before, the lack of informed consent, that no breast implant manufacturer has ever actually gone through and finalized, just like the vaccines. They've never actually been proven safe in any study. They're all in violation of their pre-market approvals. I could go on and on about this stuff, but it's one industry, you guys. Pharmaceutical industry, food industry, the FDA, they're in it together. They don't care about us. So it's time to take your power back, grow your own food, and start now. You just have to build these little things one brick at a time.
And it's almost like consumerism has taken over people's approach to health, where they just figure, well, if I just buy this product or buy that product or buy whatever the doctor tells me to buy, then that will address the problem. And again, it's not addressing the root cause, right? And so it's almost this like consumerism, like, oh, I just have to buy this thing and I'll be better. And then, you know, it's funny because I never hear from the environmentalists on the sunscreen issue. And I know people that have worked at these plants, and it's the same with bug spray too, but you can't go into the parts of these plants where the chemicals are. You have to have like a full hazmat suit on, or you have to wear a mask because they know that the chemicals are harmful. Well, where do you think this stuff goes when you spray it on your body? It goes into your system. Where do you think this stuff goes when you go to the beach, when you go to the ocean, and it gets into the ocean? It's poisoning the water in the ocean. And, you know, you don't hear many environmentalists talk about that. To her credit, I think the only politician I've ever heard mention it is AOC, mentioning how the European sunscreens that aren't fully toxic, we can't even get in America. So it's this weird thing where you know, Europeans have kind of dealt with this politically, but I guess it's really just the lobbyists in D.C. that don't allow our political class to deal with this. I want to give out the phone number because we are going to do an Ask the Doctor segment coming up, and then I'll get into the next kind of breaking news story with you I want to get your opinion on. If you have a question about health for Dr. Diane Kayser today, you can give us a call, 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen, 877-789-2539. Your questions for the doctor today. All right, one story I saw today, and I'd like to get your opinion on this. I hadn't heard of this before, and I'm kind of the point now where I mostly, if not only, will drink raw milk, but every once in a while I might pick up maybe some almond milk from the store just because I like it sometimes just for something different. But it came out today, emulsifiers that they put in a lot of these products, emulsifiers can also potentially cause cancer. It's very common in almond milk, and this is so the liquids don't separate and stuff like that, you know, natural separation that occurs. What do we know about emulsifiers and now these news stories today about emulsifiers being toxic?
Yeah, this is one of the ones I was just referring to, where people wonder when they talk about mold, they think mold is coming specifically from my home. If I can see black mold, then I have mold. But what's happening is dairy and dairy alternatives and all of these things that are being added to foods to allow them to extend their shelf life does not extend yours. So if it can be in a fridge for even a lot of nut milks used to be, they could only be in the fridge for like a week, but now they could be in the fridge for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. The reason being is because they're adding preservatives, and these toxic preservatives, what they do is they block your own nutrients from being able to get in the cells. They start to destroy your gut lining. And then that's when it's game over. When your gut lining starts to get destroyed, it's called leaky gut. It's called your intestinal barrier dysfunction. That is the birthplace for all disease. And so all of these things that are being added, if you look at the back of, like you just said, Owen, a nut milk container, the ingredients, and the worst ones are the ones on the shelves, not in the ones in the refrigerator section, because they actually have more emulsifiers in there. So those are the things that when you start drinking them, they cause a lot of gut and intestinal inflammation. When you have inflammation and then you start to see all kinds of other pH imbalances, it gets really bad at that point, because then you get nutrient deplete and you think they got to take more supplements. So here's what I'd like to say to all of you. And it may sound weird, it may sound totally different, but if you want to make yourself some nut milk, It's the easiest thing in the world. Take three handfuls of whatever nuts that you like, ideally get them organic, and throw them into a high-powered blender. Add one cup, so it's 3-to-1 ratio, one cup of filtered water, ideally distilled water or spring water. Add that to your blender and hit high power for a minute. You have nut milk, and it will only last for 3 days in the fridge because it doesn't have any preservatives and it should get moldy. So I take everybody off of dairy. I take everybody off of most grains when they work with us. And at first they kick and scream. But then once they see their lab tests and they see how loaded with mold they are, and that's why they can't lose weight, that's why they have a poor brain function, that's why they can't sleep, that's why they can't have a baby, that most people are not even caring about that anymore because people are not really wanting to have more babies these days. But yes, there are studies like that for a long time, even back before I even became a doctor 15 years ago, is when I started learning about these things and telling people, hey, just make your own food. In fact, in our recipe book, we just teach people how to make this so easy because it should be one ingredient, not 15. You could look on EWG and see what kinds of ingredients are in our foods to see which ones are toxic and become a toxins expert. I have a whole certification course on that. You could become a certified holistic health coach and detox expert. But why not just eat one food at a time? And then you're not poisoning yourself. It will take time. But today, what you just showed, Owen, is the sounding of the alarm that is the entire food industry, you guys. There's no other way that they can flip the bird to tell us that they do not care. And we have the ability to take our power back. And that's actually a good thing.
Yeah, it was so crazy. You mentioned like why, you know, you go look at the list of ingredients on things that you think is just a basic product. And then there's like 10 ingredients. And you're like, wait a second, what? And this happened to me at the store just yesterday. The brand of peanut butter that I like, that's, you know, all organic, it's just got one ingredient, it's peanuts. And it was out of stock. And so I was forced to kind of look at all the other peanut butters to find if there was anything. There were probably like 8 different brands of peanut butter. And there was only one. There was only one other brand that didn't have the 8 ingredients. Only one. And I'm just like, what in the hell is going on? And you know, I don't like to be intrusive in other people's lives, and I was almost inclined to do it. But this nice lady came up while I was looking at, because people think you're nuts, right? You're sitting there reading the ingredients, and people think you're crazy. It's like, you're crazy if you don't. But anyway, she sees me sitting there, like, going through all this, and she kind of was just like, I don't remember what she said. But she was just like, oh, excuse me, I'm going to, you know, she went to grab the peanut butter, and she had a couple kids with her, and she goes and grabs, like, you know, the mainstream brand peanut butter that's got 10 different ingredients in it and processed sugar and everything else. And, you know, I almost just halfway stopped, and I said, you know, are you going to give that to your kids? You know, this is why I'm reading the ingredients list here, because I know it's unhealthy. And, you know, I didn't do it. I basically just said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just reading all the ingredients. But I get it. The one that has just peanuts is the most expensive. The one that has all the other ingredients is the cheapest. And so you understand why people do it. But it was just crazy. I've been buying the same brand, and it's in a glass jar too, so I don't get the microplastics in it. But it was out of stock, so I had to go through every freaking brand of peanut butter to find the only other one on the shelf that has one ingredient. Every other single one: canola oil, sugar, whatever it all is. And it's just, why? Why do we have to do that? And then it's like, why is that cheaper, too? More ingredients is cheaper? It's crazy. All right, we're up against a break here. We're against a break. We're going to come back. We got questions for Dr. Diane Kaiser. The Ask the Doctor segment coming up on the other side of this break.
I'm shooting this update on Tuesday, October 14th, 2024. In 28 days, InfoWars goes up for sale, and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid the good guys and shut us down. Well, regardless of what happens, I'm going to stay on the air. And I know those of you watching and listening think the same thing, because you love America, you love freedom, and you're not rolling over to the globalists. You're not rolling over to their censorship and their bullying and how they've terrorized the American people. You're fired up, and you are part. You are at the heart of the Great Awakening. Now, we make it really easy to ensure, no matter what happens to InfoWars, we stay on the air and keep fighting without missing a beat. And the way to do that is to support our great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, with incredible t-shirts, amazing ball caps, hoodies, you name it, that spread the word and promote a message of liberty. And you also meet like-minded people while you do it. There's also incredible supplements. For years, Irish sea moss has been all the rage as the superfood, because just in the concentrated moss itself, it's full of one of the best types of iodine that is such a key in our entire body. But then it's got all of these other superfoods and ingredients in it that just turbocharge the entire body, particularly the thyroid and all of your hormones in your body. The endocrine disruptors, the weed killers, the atrazine, all the glyphosate that's in the food, the water, everywhere, suppresses that and blocks that. That's why using the compounds God gave us does incredible things. Now, we sold out of the first round of concentrated gummies, Irish sea moss, ultimate sea moss, thealexjonesstore.com. But more's coming in next week. But they just got in yesterday the powdered capsules of it that don't taste great like the gummies, but dissolve in your stomach so you never taste it, so it doesn't matter, that are twice as strong when it comes to the iodine and the other key compounds in it. Now, the gummies are amazing. People are going to love them. You get instant energy from them, but it takes a few weeks for the iodine to really kick in so you really feel it. But with these capsules, they are actually a little bit more than twice as powerful with the main ingredients. So believe me when I say you want to go to thealexjonesstore.com, look at the ingredients list, and then research the ingredients for yourself, because it's not just the sea moss. It's a superfood. It has the iodine and a bunch of other vitamins and minerals and key trace elements in it, so it really gets into your blood, really gets into your cells. I was already incredibly excited about our sea moss because I know about the rave reviews, but since I've been taking it, it is insanely good. I just now started taking yesterday the capsules, and they're even more incredible than the gummies. So for adults, for children, for old folks, for everybody, you want to get Ultimate Sea Moss at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operation. No matter what happens to InfoWars, supporting our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, is critical to the fight. Plus, these are amazing products. You can get one bottle of the Sea Moss gummies or the Sea Moss powdered capsules for 40% off, two for 40%+, and three for 50%+ exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue shirt. This is a classic, but if InfoWars shuts down, it's going to be quite a collector's item, quite the memento of history. But if we survive, it'll be even cooler. So please make your mark in history. Know that you back the most critical media organization defending Team Humanity at the most important time in our decades and decades long history. Please visit now thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you all for your past support and ask you now more than ever to commit at this critical time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're about to go to your phone calls here. With Dr. Diane Kaiser, the Ask the Doctor segment. And she would really like it. She would really appreciate it if before you said anything else, if you wished her a happy birthday, because her birthday is coming up in just a few short days. So before you ask her any questions, make sure you say happy birthday to Dr. Diane Kaiser. I don't know if she wants to age herself here. It would probably be good. She probably looks a lot younger than she is. But just make sure you wish her a happy birthday. That's coming up on Tuesday. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to, we'll start with Kenny in Texas. Kenny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Diane, happy birthday. And good to talk to you. Destroyer, I've been enjoying your stuff for a long time. I'll be quick. My question is, I've got a girlfriend who is a ginger and is real pale skin, and her family has always convinced her all of her life that her melanoma spots were caused by sun, and so she insists on wearing sunscreen on a regular basis, and I've told her not to, but I don't really know what the alternative to that is.
Yeah, that's a good question. And thank you for the happy birthday wishes. I think I'll be 46, if I'm not mistaken. I do not doubt that I did the same thing. You know, when I was 18, I'd go wakeboarding, water skiing for days at a time, didn't know better, drank wine, alcohol. You know, I was in college too. So skin cancers do happen. And it does happen from maybe not knowing back in the day what could have contributed to it. I myself do wear light sunscreen in my cosmetics. In fact, the cosmetics that I recommend are they're more like, and the skincare that I recommend is more like Nutra, like cosmeceuticals. They're really high strength. They're Korean, a skincare line. There's a link I put together for you guys for survivalism and things like this kind of thing to prevent illness. It's dianekaiser.com/thrive. In that, if you guys could both download that free ebook, I talk about a lot of things in there too, about what I've been doing to grow my own plants and things. That's beside the point. But the type of sunscreen that I like is the brand included in there. It's Ramon. I definitely think that we can benefit from sunscreen, but not the ones that have oxybenzone, not the ones that are going to poison the wildlife. I'm a scuba diver. I've seen what this stuff does to coral. That's why it's banned in Hawaii. So I would highly recommend that she cleanse her body in addition to that. So a lot of the women I work with, that we use like the tinted type of sunscreen, and we use that instead of a foundation, because you don't need to slather a whole bunch of clay and paint on your face. That you should be naturally beautiful from the inside out. So if she got off the seed oils, if she stopped, I don't know what kind of medications that she might be on, but a lot of them are petroleum based. If they're petroleum based, and they also make you more susceptible to burning, because again, it's another one of those xenoestrogens. So I recommend people live the Warrior Cleanse way. And that's the type of, I started that 10 years ago, the Warrior Cleanse course. It's a lifestyle, and people go through it, and they are pleasantly surprised how easy it is, because you go step by step. So just making sure her liver is clear. Her gallbladder is actually flowing. 90% of women have stagnant bile flow, which means they're not taking their waste out, their fat soluble toxins out. And that would include seed oil. And the higher that we, the more we age, the more those toxins will end up in the gallbladder. And that's the number one organ that's harvested from the ER these days, because they say it's toxic, we'll take it out. I say, well, it's toxic, let's cleanse it out. So those are just a few steps. I can think of a lot more, but that's where I would start her.
All right,
just
Kenny.
Not to just completely quit wearing sunscreen, but just wear kind of not toxic.
Yeah, exactly. There are certain brands that are, and women like to wear makeup, myself included. I'm wearing very light makeup today. As I age, I actually try to reverse age by what I just mentioned. But it doesn't hurt to wear a little bit of sunscreen. I think that we do need to get sun though. So especially in the areas that she has had a melanoma, she could actually maybe protect herself with the hat. It just depends on the time of day. And if they're scared of the sun, unfortunately, she's not going to get a lot of energy. I have a red light right next to me. She could use infrared light if she's trying to avoid the sun, but she's going to need something for mitochondria. She's going to need something. Is she really afraid of the sun at this point? Is that kind of the programming that they've given to her?
Yeah, she's scared to go outside for any length of time without sunscreen on.
Yeah. Well, and she's using the really non-toxic, or the toxic kind, or the non-toxic kind.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. The red light therapy, just quickly, you recommend that, the infrared light?
Oh yeah. I have one sitting here next to me, my desk all day long. I turn it on and off. We have a whole panel of red lights downstairs. We have red light therapy and the full spectrum sauna. Infrared sauna that we have downstairs, because we're not getting enough. We used to be outside dwellers, and we're inside like 98% of our day. So we absolutely need red light therapy. And I'm wearing these right now. You guys, here's another thing. Oh, and you too. I encourage you. You could look sexy and nerdy at the same time. Get your blue blockers on. I just interviewed Mark Steele. She was just interviewed by Maria Z on your show. He's one of my friends. I love the guy. And he's wearing the glasses that are mirrored lenses, because all of these LEDs are absolutely destroying your insides. They're causing inflammation on the inside. See how you can see the blue blocking my glasses? So we've also got to deflect the blue light and the LED light and then bring in the red light. That's the therapeutic light, and that's the light that's not going to cause this the cancer.
Yeah, you know, you're totally right, and I have some of those, and it's not even that I think I look stupid or whatever, but you can see it right now. Everything that you look at, everybody can see the reflection in the glasses. It just doesn't look good on camera, unfortunately.
Yeah,
and so
I know.
That's she takes them off.
Wait, no, I have another hair. I have another
they do the same thing. Those aren't as bad because they have the tint, though. But yeah, you're right. Honestly, I've just basically taken the loss. The amount of time I spend staring at screens, I don't know. I don't even know why. I mean, I still have good vision. I don't need glasses, thank God. But yeah. I mean, I spend so much time staring at screens now. It's like amazing that I'm not blind. I mean, I've got like 10 screens. I've got the studio lights burning my retinas every day. All right, let's take another call. I'm just ranting here. Here's an interesting one. I want to go to Dave in Florida, who's going to bring something up, and we kind of touched on this yesterday, or last time you were on. You kind of offended the crew a little bit, so I'm glad that Dave is bringing this up. Dave, go ahead.
Happy birthday, doctor.
Thank you, Dave.
I was curious about your parasite protocol with the papaya seeds, and I believe it was coconut yogurt, and then I was also curious about your thoughts on other parasite protocols, like the ivermectin with Fembin and doxycycline and other items.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting that you brought this up during a full moon. So full moons are when parasites are the most active. They love serotonin. They can travel throughout your body. And if you have a pulse, you have a parasite. If you are a human, you have a parasite. And at this point, we are all loaded, because the more toxins, the more parasites. They're there to kind of clean up the crew. In fact, a lot of people who have been doing the parasite cleanse that they do, from what we've talked about on this show, there's evidence in the toilet, and sometimes it scares them, but that actually is better that you're seeing it come out. Like 30% of parasites, you're going to see 70% of parasites you can't see. I actually talk about it at DianeKaiser.com/free parasite cleanse. That's actually where I have a whole bunch of this information. So like there's recipes, you can get started there. Here's the thing. I start with first do no harm. I start with first natural. Alternative medicine should not be alternative. It should be primary medicine. But we have primary care physicians, and they have actually stolen that role from us. Back in the 1930s, naturopathic doctors like myself were the standard of care. Now they've threatened to kill a lot of us. I actually, back in like 2012, I was marching against Monsanto, and I had death threats against me. That's how I started working with Food Babe, because I was trying to say, get GMOs the hell out of our food system. And that's when I lived in LA and I started working with naturopaths who were killed for speaking up about this stuff. So I first start without medication. So there's herbs, and Owen talked about this too, because he's done the parasite cleanse. There's 14 different herbs in the protocol that I recommend. There's something that you start with that actually starts to flush out a lot of the debris inside of your gut that already lives there, because the average person is impacted with like 15 to 30 pounds of waste in the colon alone. So that's where you start with something called Mimosa pudica. And then you work through the other 13 herbs that go through and kill all the different types of parasites and all their different life cycles. In that case, and I can't say you do or don't need a prescription, but you won't need all of these other medications. In my perspective, from what we've seen in our practice, we go after some very severe cases with like Lyme, which is a parasite, and fungal overgrowth and things that people have never been able to get rid of their chronic illness. But then we just start working with them. In 3 months, they're like, wow, what suicide? Like what Lyme? So it's really important that we start with the idea first, how can I get rid of parasites? Just naturally, with what God gave us, and then how can I eliminate the things that feed them? Because they love sugar. They absolutely love sugar. And a lot of people say, well, I'm addicted to sugar. So I get that. Over about 3 or 4 weeks after you start cleansing out the parasites, believe it or not, you will stop craving the same sugar and the junk and all the food additives that you did before, because your gut flora starts to take over healthy flora instead of the unhealthy flora, which was the parasites. So those are papaya seeds in the papaya smoothie I was talking about before. It's a great place to start. And there's a lot more too, like enemas. Owen loves it when I mention that word, but that's another way to get them out faster too.
Well, the other thing he was going to talk about, because this was a point of contention with the crew last time, was the nicotine.
Yeah.
So Dave, you wanted to bring that up.
I'm definitely not for the smoking, but I've been doing the nicotine patches for quite some time with just 2 milligrams. But I was wondering what your thoughts was on that.
Yeah. So I there's a lot of research that is showing that on the actual nicotine patches, and this is the work of Dr. Anna Mihalcha, Dr. David Nixon, they've been finding the same hydrogels that are inside of the COVID shots and Botox, which I used to get too. I mean, I'm just like you, Dave. I'm no different than anybody else. I've learned the hard way myself. I've poisoned myself and went, oh, a lesson, another one. Let me help people learn what not to do. But the patches contain a lot of those same nano particulates in it. There are alternatives to it. And that's what I like to say is like, sure, nicotine, tobacco, it's healthy for us. They're finding that it actually breaks down the structures of the hydrogels, which I'm seeing come out of my nose when I'm doing something called a Navage. I highly recommend you guys look into doing Navage as well. That clears out your sinuses. Tobacco is something that does clear out your sinuses depending on how you're using it. I'm saying that there are other ways to do it. So I remember sending a message to Owen after our last show because people were like, oh, screw you, Diane, Dr. Kaiser, you're taking away my toy. I don't want to take away your toy. I just want to give you a healthier version of it. So what I did the research on, the one that I know a lot of you producers on the show like, I found something like 7,000 toxins so far. It's not too bad when you compare it to a lot of the other ones, but there's like a lot of natural flavors in the one that you guys were talking about last time. High fructose corn syrup could be in it. So I like to recommend things. There's a couple I like that are called Troscriptions. They have little trochanters and they have CBD, they have nicotine, caffeine, and they have a whole bunch of other things in there that actually break things down without having a whole bunch of other toxins in it. So there's Hape. You could look into Hape, H-A-P-E. But I think that the patches are just extremely toxic. When you do your research, you'll find that there's a lot of things in there. I think polysorbate 80 is in a lot of them. So there are other means, and that's all I'm saying.
All right, Dave, thank you for the call. You know quickly, because you bring this up, my one guilty pleasure, if you will, is caffeine. I mean, I'm like 500 milligrams of caffeine a day probably, and mm-hmm. I see some of these stories out there demonizing caffeine. What is your what's your say on caffeine?
Yeah, see, this is what I love the question. Thanks, Owen. So I love caffeine myself. Caffeine is actually one of the precursors to thyroid hormone metabolism, believe it or not. So for some people like myself, I used to have Hashimoto's. I used to have hypothyroidism. In fact, if I don't watch it, I could actually inflame my formerly known as Hashimoto's. You guys don't have to keep your autoimmune disease. You don't have to say my MS or my lupus or my Hashimoto's, my fibromyalgia. They're not yours to keep unless you really want to stay sick. You could get rid of autoimmune disease. Caffeine, for me, there's something that the chemistry works for my brain. So what I'm saying is it's not good for everybody. It depends on your genetic structure. I've actually done metabolic tests and looked at people's genetics and found that some people actually do benefit from caffeine. So it depends on how you're using it. I will tell you, Owen, I'm not sure, am I allowed to break something with the peanut butter earlier? Because I can say something with and alongside with caffeine, if you're okay with that.
Okay. I don't know what you mean by break something. I'm a little scared. I don't want to go ahead.
So there, you know, mycotoxins, we tested it on your lab, right? Mycotoxins are mold toxins. And those are very common in peanut butter and coffee if it hasn't been mold tested and if it's not organic. So on your lab test, we found that those mycotoxins were high. And that's probably from the peanut butter.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I don't drink coffee. So if anything, it was probably the peanut butter.
Probably the peanut butter. So I'd say switch to something like almond butter or something else, because
don't take away. You said you wouldn't take away my toys. Peanut butter is like my go-to. The morning I wake up, I do like 2 spoonfuls of peanut butter and I exercise. So I need to switch it off. You're saying?
I'm just switching up your toys, Owen. That's all I'm doing. I'm trying to
almond
take
butter.
Away
all right. I'll give it a try.
Or there's so many nut butters. I mean, you could make nut butters. You could throw it in a blender. I know you want to do it in a hurry too. There's macadamia nut butter.
I don't got
butter.
Time for that.
That's a really good one.
I don't got time for that.
Okay.
I see these things. There's like Dr. Peterson's like, you know, you need to make your bed in the morning. Make my bed in the morning. Who's got time to make their bed in the morning? I get out of bed. I'm going to work. Make your bed in the morning. Give me a break.
Get a housekeeper. Or see,
look at this. What do you?
Our housekeeper, we have her come over twice a week. She cleans the house one day and she food preps for us the other part of the day. And she's like $25 an hour. So,
this gets back to the Food Babe and Dell Bigtree and what they're doing and Make America Healthy Again and RFK Jr. with Kellogg's thing. It's like, look, I want to be able to go to the store. Yeah, I'm busy. Maybe I have to make a sacrifice on my health. Maybe I get a B in a health instead of an A. Because of my lifestyle choice. It's a choice I make. I want to be able to go get a peanut butter or whatever that's not going to make me sick. It's like, so I get where these moms are coming from. It's like, yeah, okay, well, you could do this, but it's going to take you an extra hour of your day. It's going to take more work. It's like, I'd like to be able to go get a cereal or a breakfast bar or something. I give my kids, put it in their lunchbox. It's not going to be bad for them.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And this is the thing. I can empathize with all of you because I'm not trying to sit here being a hippie doctor that's like, well, just do everything on your own, because I get it. Like, I'm extremely busy treating patients all day and I'm on a lot of shows like this. I love being with you guys. So I don't have time all the time to do this stuff, but it costs 1/4 of the price. And we're looking at inflation right now, which Kamala Harris says that we don't have any inflation at all. Yeah, right. So 1/4 of the price to make your own nut butter. That's what I'm talking about. And it's super easy. It, like, you literally throw in some nuts in a blender. You put
where
some
did
salt
you guys
in it,
find that
vanilla.
Video? It looked like you had a video tutorial that you've done.
Oh, it's probably me. God, you guys are good. I just realized what video you found. So there's something I developed called the Metabolic Mocha. And it's a coffee alternative. So that one is amazing. You could do this with or without coffee. You add like 12 different types of mushrooms in there, like the reishis and the ashwagandha and the cordyceps. They're so good for your immune system. So people are like, oh, let's go get a flu shot. I'm like, go eat some mushrooms. You know, go add some mushrooms to your coffee. There's a company called Four Sigmatic. You guys might even make some stuff.
Mushrooms in the coffee. Yeah.
Exactly. Or maybe even some other type of mushrooms, if you know what I'm talking about, because that's actually good for addictions. And they do have studies to prove that 80% of success.
Well, it's
rate
good for a lot of mental health stuff, too. That was kind of a curiosity for me when I was younger. It was kind of obvious that was a much better alternative than these pharmaceutical drugs for anxieties and other things. I want to take another call in. This is an interesting one. This might be a little bit of a hard hitting one. I'm sure you're not going to shy away. Eva in New York. Eva, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Happy birthday, Diane.
Thank you, fellow New Yorkan.
Well, I'll try to make a long story short so that I can get your advice. In January 2022, my whole right jaw swelled up, and it turned out to be a root canal infection. So I took 10 days of PenVK, and the swelling went down. I saw a dentist. They said, you have a root canal infection. And I didn't have insurance at the time, so I planned to sign up for it with my employer. And I made a mistake, and I waited. But the following year, in 2023, I ended up getting shingles on my scalp before I had the insurance, before I got to the dentist. And I waited to go to a holistic dentist in my area. And so I also treat with a naturopath here in New York, and I have to see her in Vermont if she prescribes anything for me. So I was going, they did a scan to check for other infection. And on August 7th last year, 2023, I went back to their office to get the scan results. They said no other infection. And then next thing you know, I'm in the cleaning chair. So they did an ultrasonic cleaning on me before the extraction wasn't planned till October. And I just went with it. I trusted them. 2 days later, I could barely walk. And the shingles on my head started draining. I think it was no longer shingles at that point. I got very, very sick from the cleaning with the active infection in my jaw. And I've been suffering. I finally got the tooth out in October. At that time, they gave me amoxicillin for the procedure, it was only 6 days. And by the end of the 6 days, the scalp was about resolved. I felt great. I wasn't feeling like I was in a haze. And so then as soon as the amoxicillin stopped, it just went from bad to worse on my scalp. So since then, I've been suffering with this horrible scalp condition, and I broke, because of my job, is very demanding. I had to take a leave of absence. I ended up going back to the mainstream doctor, and they tried to diagnose me with a mental disorder and put me on antidepressants.
Ava, so, I know we only have 3 minutes, so I have a lot to say, so I got to make sure I get a couple things from you.
All the doctors told me I had post-herpetic neuralgia, and I said, well, why is there glue coming out of my scalp, and why is it, like, strangulating and extremely disabling? So,
did you
flash forward
till
today.
Did you say that you did do a root canal?
Excuse me?
Did you say you did do a root canal? Is that what happened, or did they remove a root canal?
I had a root canal that was infected, and they did an ultrasonic cleaning on me before the infection was removed. Before it was removed, and 2 days later, I could barely walk. And then the lingering shingles that wouldn't go away, probably because of the large infection in my jaw, started draining like a gluey substance. And I broke down and went to some regular doctor.
They removed the infection from the root canal, or they removed the root canal entirely?
They cleaned my teeth with the infection in there. And then 2 months later, they took it out.
The whole root canal?
Yeah, it came out, the whole tooth. With a holistic dentist.
Okay, so here's my beef, because oftentimes, and this is really unfortunate, because it's just like saying I'm working with a naturopath, but a lot of them are not properly trained on like cavitations or parasite cleanses. Because to me, what I know you can go on and on, and I just want to make sure I'm respectful to the time. We only have 2 minutes left, so I hate to cut you off. But what is happening right now is you probably have cavitations. I'm not sure if they did a cone beam on you to look at the jaw and all the possibilities of cavitations in the jaw. It sounds like that's what's going on. It sounds like they didn't really address it properly. Also, when you have, and I want everybody to hear this, because I could take Ava's situation, I could apply it to all of you. Herpes, shingles, all of these things that come from the herpes family, those are all dormant retroviruses that come out to play only when your immune system is shut down and specifically distracted by parasites. So what it sounds like is you have it. Sorry, this is going to sound really weird, but you've got parasites in the head. I'm guessing you're probably going to have something called like strongyloides. We see a lot of that in our practice. We muscle test that and we find a lot of strongyloides in the brain. And what strongyloides is really good at is distracting the immune system, becomes the Trojan horse. Then that's when those retroviruses like the shingles can come out. So shingles isn't the problem. The viruses aren't the problem. They are the result of the immune system being overreactive to toxins and infections that have to be addressed. So I would say we've got to do a deep dive cleanse on you. I could talk with you. I know you have a naturopath, but you should be doing a deep dive parasite cleanse, heavy metal cleanses, and cleaning up the from the bottom up so that we can drain from the brain down and the toxins have a place to leave.
So all right, that's Eva, really important. I'm so sorry we're out of time here. Sometimes Diane and I tend to talk long, but I appreciate your call. All right, we leave, you know, we had the bit of a nicotine beef. I think we cleared that up. We didn't fully clear that up. Maybe now we got a peanut butter beef, but it's all good. Dr. Diane Kayser, always great. Thank you for coming on at Diane Kayser on X for more information.
Thanks, guys.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.